This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The economy, as we say every now and then, isn't just the markets or the energy grid or Twitter, for that matter. It's individual people trying to get by in the economic day-to-day. So today, in an every now and then segment that we call My Economy, with President Trump's executive order on immigration before the courts, a young man who came to this country with his family in 2008 as a refugee from Zambia. We got him in Moscow, Idaho, where he is studying pre-law.
My name is Patrick Ngalamalume, and I'm planning on law school next semester, specializing in either human rights law, civil rights law, or criminal law. I haven't really figured it out yet. The vetting process for refugees, you know, is a very excruciating process that a lot of people don't really understand, you know. You just don't come here as a refugee, you know. You have to go through this process that is hard at times. You know, my parents never really had the opportunity of being educated. So my parents are custodians at schools in Boise. They do whatever it takes to provide for their families every single day. They're hard workers. So essentially, I'm the first person that's going to graduate from college in my family. The job aspect of things here has been a lot easier to, you know, have right now compared to in 2008 when we were getting here from my parents, and you know, that was a little tougher. I mean, like, coming here has just given us, you know, a plethora of opportunities that we've taken advantage of and haven't looked back since then. This is why I have this strong belief that the United States is the land of the free, you know, land of the free, home of the brave and stuff like that, and the land of opportunity as well, you know. You can accomplish whatever you want here in the United States.
That was Patrick Ngalamalume in Moscow, Idaho. Do us a favor, take a second, tell us your story. You can do it at marketplace.org/myeconomy.